Excellent Plumbing and Heating.
Hi, am I speaking with Rick or Andrew?
You're speaking to Rick. Andrew.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Andrew. My name is Nadine Medina. I'm with Local Splash. I had received a message. You called in. How are you guys doing today?
Fine.
Good.
So we called in because we had talked with someone about a month ago.
Okay.
And we were just kind of like following up because I was trying to recall, what is it all that you guys do with a client, I guess? Is this mostly just working with the Google listing, or what all do you do?
Well, gentlemen, there's a number of services that we offer, right? Predominantly what we're talking about is that current Google profile page that you have, right? It's taking that profile page, submitting it to the first page, right? Optimizing it and maintaining it there. So when someone's searching by your keywords, okay, whether it be plumbing, if you do water heaters, you do gas, you know, piping, we always make sure that your company is appearing as an option on that first page of Google so that you can get the calls coming directly to you. Now, depending on the appetite of the business, right, we offer also other services that are under one umbrella. Like we also help with Google ads, Facebook ads. We even do Google Guaranteed, right, which is, I don't know if you're familiar with that. It's the pay-per-lead program that Google created.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. They want their money.
Yeah. Google Guaranteed, I'll tell you, it is an excellent program because the pay-per-lead are leads that come to you in the form of phone call, and you're not sharing them with anyone. They're only being sent to you, but they do have certain requirements for that program. I was taking a look. I mean, you guys have excellent reviews on your Google profile page. Good job on that, by the way. Who's managing your Google profile page now? Do you guys have a company that's managing it, or is that something you guys do on your own?
For the most part, I was the one that created it back in 2008, I managed it, you know, all these years. The problem is that in August of last year, Google changed their algorithm, and all of a sudden, we went from, you know, getting a lot of calls to not so many. And I didn't understand why. So that was when we thought that, then I had to they made our listing disappear. They didn't turn it off, but it wasn't ranking at all.
And it kind of screwed us on a technicality.
Yeah, it was kind of like because we hadn't touched it in a long time.
Uh-huh.
So they were trying to, I guess that's their way of finding out if you still exist. Let's pull your listing and hide it and let's see if you call.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I went through the rigmarole, get that all done, and you know, it took me about a month. I've been in and I've played with it, and you know, and from time to time I'll go out and add a posting. I just use ChatGPT. Give me a good posting. Yeah, and I'll do that, and then like I say, we really start pushing reviews and getting it up. But this thing is not staying stable.
But you guys seem to have some insider knowledge with the Google algorithms, correct me if I'm wrong?
Well, yes. No, you're right. Because we are a Google channel partner, so our technicians, I will tell you, they are highly trained and certified. So we know, like we take a look at the keywords and search terms that are being the most searched because we want to ensure that we're using the proper ones, right, to get you found in those search results. Now, gentlemen, you guys know it's, reviews are great. You guys have like 97 of them, so I have to commend you on that. Reviews are the modern-day word of mouth, right? It takes one person just to read a review, and now you're going to open up another whole door to their family and friends who are going to know who you are. There's different placements on Google, right? If I could ask you this, what is your targeted areas Is there any particular areas that you guys like to target?
Let's talk how much it's going to cost us before we give you our targeted areas.
Okay. Well, there's several different packages that you guys can go with, and that's why I was asking, because if you're trying to keep it within a 50-mile radius, or maybe you're trying to target 80 miles, that's why I was trying to get a range. I'm sorry?
I said we're happy to travel. It doesn't have to be within 50 miles.
Okay.
So always nicer closer to home.
Yeah. And you guys don't use Facebook at all, if you don't mind me asking?
No, we had a Facebook account a number of years ago, and somebody hacked it.
Uh-huh.
And when that happened, I was in. I pulled it. I just said,
you're like, I'm done. Okay.
Well, yeah,
okay.
Somebody can go in and do that easy, and I just pulled it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't hear you.
Oh, he just said, must you think that's real helpful to have one.
Okay. Well, this is what, so there's two options, okay? The first option you can go with is our Platinum package. Now, our Platinum package, I know that, just to confirm with you guys, it looks like 10 years in business. So I'm going to apply the legacy rate. I'm sorry?
Okay. Excess of 10 years.
Okay, more than 10 years? Okay, well, legacy rates are applied when you're 5 years or more, okay?
Right.
So what you would be looking at for the Platinum package is a flat monthly rate of $299 a month. It will come with a one-time $99 setup fee. That would be to cover the programming. So it would make the initial investment $398. Every month after that, it would then just be the $299 a month with no contracts. This would include first page placement in the local map, content creation on Bing. Now, we would also create a profile for you, on Apple as well, and Yelp. If you already have one on Yelp, we're not going to create a new one, okay?
I got one on Yelp, or I got one on Bing. I don't have Squad
okay.
on Apple.
So then we don't need to create you new ones. We'll just ensure that if we're updating your information, that we update it across the board, that it's consistent. Now, we will also build you a new business Facebook page. We will run Facebook ads. With Facebook ads, they allow you to target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. What they do is they retarget. So if someone's done a search on Google for your services, and let's say they didn't call you, but now they happen to be on their Facebook page just to look through pictures or stories, that's when they would actually see your ad appearing. So it helps you reach more new potential clients because it's retargeting. It's like saying, hey, you were looking for a plumber. Here's a company that offers that service. So that's why they have a good conversion rate, because of the retargeting. Now, we do ensure that wherever we're promoting your company, that your website be attached, and we cover the mobile platform that covers iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So the Platinum package, okay, that is Google and Facebook marketing, $398 initial investment, $299 every month after. That is one option, okay?
Yeah.
But remember, that's going to cover up to 50 miles. That is the furthest, because the Facebook ads will reach that far. Now, if you're looking to cover further than 50 miles, the other option would then be going with our Premier Platinum package. That gives you both Google Local Map, Google Ads at the top. So with Google Ads, you could target specific zip codes, counties, or mile radius. Up to 100 is the max. I don't recommend going that far, gentlemen, because that's like putting butter on a piece of toast, and you're spreading that butter across the toast. The thinner it gets.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if you choose specific areas, it'll work well.
Yeah, we don't want to pay extra just to drive further, but
yeah.
We don't necessarily mind
and
driving.
And this is what I'll tell you. If you went with that package, it's called our Premier Platinum. That package is $499 a month with a $99 setup fee. So that one's $598 the initial investment, $499 every month after. But that's because that one includes the Google Ads, the Google Local Map, Bing, Yelp, Apple, which is our directory submission, and then it also will include the mobile platform. We could still build you the business Facebook page. We just would not be running Facebook ads, but we'll still build you the business Facebook page. Along
okay.
with that package.
So, yeah, I don't know if we need that.
We don't want to pay more just to drive farther. Yeah. But,
you want me to tell you my honest recommendation for you guys would be starting with the Platinum package.
Yeah. That's the 299.
And this is why I was asking you guys, what is your distance? Like, how far do you guys typically target? Because that's going to help me determine which package is the best fit for you. But if, in my opinion, I'm going to say the Platinum package, because you guys are going to have a better conversion rate with the Facebook ads, gentlemen, as opposed to the Google ads. Because Google ads, quite honestly, across all industries, is a 4% conversion rate. When you compare it to Facebook ads, you're looking at a 9%. Conversion rate.
Right.
Well, it's almost double. You know.
Let me ask you this: how long do you think it would take to see a change if you started right away?
Let me give you our timeline. So typically, once you get signed up, right, we schedule a client interview. If not the same day, based on your availability, by the following day, no later. Okay. Once you get through your client interview, because that's where they're talking to you about the keywords, the search terms, and so forth. Once you get through the client interview, we're moving. So you would need to add us on as managers to your Google Business profile so that we can manage it and optimize it. We are not owners. You will still have full ownership to that profile. Okay?
Right.
Now, the directory submission happens within 5 to 7 days. You will also receive your login credentials to log into your client dashboard so you can track your results. So you can see what keywords you're listed for, how many times you came up in the search results. You can even see how many phone calls you received from new customers. Now, 7 to 14 days is when your Facebook ads are live. They can already view your Facebook ads. They're up and running within 7 to 14. What we always state in our terms and conditions, and this is what we send to you in writing, the first page placement on Google, that can take between 30 to 45 days. That is always our promise. However, I have seen at times where it has happened sooner. There is a possibility that it could happen sooner for you guys because you're already PIN verified. You have the profile, right? But it is a matter of you adding us on as managers. But we're always going to give you the timeline of 30 to 45 because we would rather under promise and over deliver. Okay. What I always say is this, gentlemen, that the first month, even though a lot of it is the programming, that does not mean you won't get, you know, some calls. When you will feel the strength of this program, I will say is going to be in that second month.
Okay.
So just to be transparent. And we're going to ask you for a 2-month verbal agreement to at least stick it out 2 months. I mean, you guys are paying monthly. So if at any time you decide, you know what, I just want to part ways, the only thing we're going to ask is that you at least call us 3 business days before that billing is due so that way you don't incur that charge, okay? We're not going to charge a cancellation fee. I'm confident, you know, when someone sees what they're investing, right, and they're making that money back and obviously more than that because that's always what we want. I mean, whoever cancels on profit if you're making money, you know, but I just like to be clear on everything. That's how it would all work, okay?
Okay, well, here's one thing, naming no names, but, you know, people I've dealt with in the past and stuff, even though I provide a list of what I would like to do and what I'd like to push, they end up pushing things that I didn't ask them to push. So, you know, to me, that's just completely backwards in the sense.
Are you talking about, like, your keywords, meaning, like, when you've asked them for certain keywords to push? Okay. One thing I can tell you guys is this, that when it comes to the map, right, you can get up to 14 keywords or search terms, okay? Now, we will even send you the keywords that you're listed for, right? We have clients that call in and say, listen, I want to change up my keywords. I want to focus more on this service, right? I have enough, like, I'll give you an example. I have enough kitchen remodels. I want to do some basement ones, okay? So, we know that at times your services are going to change and your focus might change a little bit depending on your industry, right?
Yeah.
So you will have a team that is dedicated to your account, okay? So anytime you have changes, updates, questions, concerns, you're going to contact our customer service department and you're able, I'm telling you, you're able to go into your client dashboard and even see those keywords that you're listed for. You could even go in there if you wanted and change some of your content. However, you always do have your team that's dedicated to your account. So I know in the past you mentioned you've had some experiences where you've said, this is what we want, and it's ended up being the opposite, right?
Oh, yeah, they ignore it.
Sleep at the wheel syndrome is what I call it.
Sleep at the wheel syndrome. That is the first time I've heard that. I understand, though, what you're meaning. So this is where I tell you we pride ourselves, okay, in providing you the best service, right, to our clients.
Right.
We are going to take your input, but we are also going to give you our suggestions, because that's part of our job, too, is to suggest what's going to help you generate more revenue and get you more up in those search results, right? Because at the end of the day, you guys know your business. It's your baby, right?
Right.
You know what you know what jobs you want. You know also, too, if you were a prospect in need of your service, you know how you would search for it. You run it by us. We're going to tell you. We have the database. They're going to look and they're going to tell you, well, listen, this is the way people are right now are searching for that particular service. This is how they're performing the search. So that's why we always ensure that we're using the proper keywords and search terms. But again, always still taking your input on everything. I mean, this is yours, right? And we want to provide you the best service.
So one of the things, I can't remember when we were talking, because we talked to you guys a couple of months ago, I try to remember, let me go out to my local listing real quick.
When I typed in plumber, you know, and I just typed in Colorado Springs, right? I did a search like as if I'm in your area, you know?
Yeah.
And I put in your zip code. So I'll tell you, I see you guys come up. First, I see Priority Plumbing. They're Google guaranteed. I see Spiegel Plumbing, Google guaranteed program. Right underneath of that, I see Rapid Neighborhood Plumbing, Austin and Sons Plumbing, and then I see you guys listed there.
Yeah, but, you know, that's kind of unusual that you even see it. So what you're saying
But that's by me typing in. So what I did was I typed in your search, like typing in as if I'm in your zip code, searching for a plumber, right?
Right.
That's how I did the search. So I'm just letting you know I saw you guys come up in that ranking on the first page. Now, does that mean that if someone's, you know, of course, 5 or 10 miles away from you, that they're going to find you there? I would have to look again without putting the zip code.
Okay. Somebody said, like, you guys are, add updates. You guys do updates on the actual listing too?
So if you ever need to update photos, let's say you want to update some of your pictures, let's say, you know, you want to, I'm sorry, go ahead.
This is different. Okay. I'm talking about, you know, how it's kind of like, sending a note. If you go out to a listing that I did one yesterday, and I was talking about, let's see if I could find it. Okay. But yesterday I put it's time to replace your water heater. I don't know what you call those. They call them updates. Like you're saying.
You're talking, it's called optimization. That's what it's called. Optimizing and posting. We do that with your profile. It's a consistent. Yes.
That's what I meant.
That's okay. I know it. I understand what you mean. Correct.
Okay, that's
correct.
Good.
Yeah, we have to. That's all part of it. You see what I mean? That is all part of it. We have to do the updating and the posting as well as the optimization on that profile, because that's what's helping maintaining you to come up consistently in the search results.
Is that something you do every day then?
I know it's done quite a bit throughout the month. I can find out exactly how often they're doing it, but I know it's done consistently.
We're just wanting to know on the update part that I just, the posting. Does that, there's two things that I have noticed personally. If I want up my the ranking, and it's temporary, but if I add photos on one hand and do an update post, it brings us up a little bit. It might only last a few days, but it does kind of bring us up a little bit.
Well, and that's all part of optimization. So it's like this, right? So the optimizing is done weekly. So here's the thing. Google doesn't want to see something sitting there that no photos have been updated or, you know, there hasn't been recent reviews because it's just like old content, right? So part of this optimization is to always make your content fresh so that it's more visible when people are performing that live search, right?
Okay. I like it.
So, yes, you're exactly right. I mean, absolutely. You always want to make sure that there's optimizing going on and so forth. So that's why we do it weekly, because we want that content fresh. I don't know if you guys have ever noticed on other people's, you know, profiles, even on people's Facebook pages, it's like you'll see content there and it's like content from 2 years ago.
Right. No. So I do upload pictures though. I've learned that. We'll type pictures of water heaters and stuff we're doing and I'll go ahead and upload them. To me,
that's
ridiculous, but nonetheless, you know.
Yeah.
But then I'll do a posting. I mean, and I'll use ChatGPT to help me. But again, I'm getting something out there.
Right.
But I'm getting sick of it.
Is it important to answer reviews right away, or is that making a difference in that?
I don't say it's not, like, I mean, I don't think it's a bad idea if you respond to reviews, you know, just giving a thank you or whatever. I mean, you know, or even if you had a review, right? And let's just say somebody wasn't too happy or whatever. There's nothing wrong. I mean, whether you respond to it or not, that's up to you. It doesn't make it a bad thing if you don't. But even, you know, even if you respond into our, you know, please let us know how we can improve or do it better or whatever, you know what I mean? One thing I will tell you is this, is I always, always, always encourage, and you guys have done an excellent job on that from what I've seen, is having reviews. A lot of times people don't focus on that. They don't focus on getting reviews. They don't, you know what I mean? I don't have time. And it's like, reviews are the modern day word of mouth. You know, back in the day, and I'm probably telling you gentlemen my age, my dad, when he needed something done in the house and he couldn't do it himself, right? He always called my uncle or he called his best friend, right? Hey, do you know someone who can come over and, you know, do whatever needed to be done, right? That's how everybody did it back then. Well, nowadays it's not like that. How many people do you see right now glued to their phones, right? Walking down the street with the phone in their hand. You know what I mean? Not even paying attention to where they're walking. Everybody is on their phone. Everybody is online, right?
Right.
I'll even tell you, 2 years ago, and this is no joke, 3 weeks before Christmas, my whole plumbing went out. I have cast iron piping, okay?
Yeah.
So that tells you how old my house is. I was in desperate need of a plumber. Like, I mean, I can't go without my plumbing. And no, anybody I knew didn't know a plumber. I'm in California. Nobody knew a plumber, which just blew me away. First thing I did is I went on Google and I started asking on Facebook, anybody know a plumber? Like, I was desperate, you know? Surprisingly, I went with a smaller company. I hired them because, one, the guy was straightforward with me about everything. I had two bathrooms, two different cleanouts. It wasn't like the two bathrooms connected to one cleanout. There was two separate cleanouts, and one of them was under a concrete step. The bigger company told me 4 days it was going to take them to do all the work and that they didn't have to break the step. The smaller company told me, give me 1 day. I have a good team. We'll get it done. And that step, we got to break it. I was like, really? Because another company told me no. And he goes, because by the time they get to that, there's no other way around it. They're going to upsell you on that. They're going to tell you it's another charge. I'm like, interesting. Okay. And I went with the smaller owned company. Knock on wood, guys. No problems. Not going good. You know?
Yeah, I used to put in cast iron plumbing, so you know, it tells you how old I am. But,
yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, and let me tell you, it was a pretty penny I spent, but I was very happy with the decision I made, and I found these guys on Google. Found them on Google. And I mean, later on, I saw them on Facebook too, you know, but I was happy with the decision that I made. And you know what? Do you know that they were the sixth company that I had called? Because everyone else that I was calling was like, I'm not available until 2 weeks, right? And I'm like, huh? Yeah. What do you mean?
Right.
And they're like,
It happens. It actually happens. We get too busy too and we can't just do it that day.
Yeah, if I wanted to line stuff up, I could weeks in advance, but I rather function on the emergency type items. You know?
Yeah.
In the sense that oftentimes it's more profitable for us because people want what they want when they want it. So
anyway,
it's the flip side of that. But I mean, you guys, if we could give you a contract on this or something, or verbal okay, you could do this and push pretty hard on it. Because what happens thus, typically December and January, you got, you know, if you got a leak under the faucet, people stick a bucket underneath of it, you know, so they can buy their wife a Christmas present, that kind of thing. You know, and then there's, you know, tax time. So, you know, traditionally that gets a little slow for us.
Yeah.
I can
tell you this, gentlemen. I mean, I would say this. To me, the arteries of the home and businesses is going to be your plumbing and your electrical. No one can go without that. And yes, 'tis the season. People are buying Christmas gifts and all that. But we all know, family comes over. A lot of people using the bathroom, people throwing stuff down the sink that don't belong there, right? And sometimes these issues just come up during the holidays. And sometimes the plumbing's got to get taken care of before Christmas gifts. I'll be honest, because it happened to me. You know what I mean? And I'm just saying, it was either take care of the plumbing or buy the Christmas gifts. Sorry, guys, Christmas gifts are going to be delayed. Plumbing's got to get done, okay? Christmas gifts you'll get in a couple weeks. You know what I mean? Because I had to make a conscious decision. My plumbing, I'm sorry, is more important than Christmas gifts. You know?
I think we'll probably go with you guys.
You think you in less than 30 days could see a change in our prominence as far
I am always going to be transparent with you gentlemen. I'm always going to say a lot of it is the programming that goes on in the first month. Now, because of the fact that we know it's important for you guys to start getting those calls as quickly as possible is why we get the directory submission as well as the Facebook ads up and running sooner. Okay. But you've got to remember, too, you're in an industry of plumbing, and there's a lot of plumbers in your area. So I'm always going to tell you 30 to 45 because I would rather give you a realistic than What if I told you guys 31? Let's say I told you guys 30 days, and day 31, you find yourself on the first page. You guys are going to be calling me and saying, Nadine, you told me 30 days, right?
Just so you know, you guys keep talking first page. Look. We're a smaller company, okay?
Right.
You know, you guys can push it the first page if you want, but I'm just interested in steady flow of calls.
Particularly for what we want. If we give you a list of those 14 items, then you can push 14 items for us.
Those are what we're going to push, yes, because it's going to give you, that's why I say, you're allowed up to 14 keywords or search terms. So, and again, you can change them at any time. If you say specifically, this is what I want to be found for, these are the keywords, then that's what they're going to notate. But they will also let you know in the database, this is what we're looking at. So let's say you said water heaters, right? They're going to tell you, yes, water heaters is being very searched. What about tankless water heaters? Do you guys do that? So they're going to give you the options too that are out there. Do you see what I'm saying?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys ready to give this a shot? I mean, this way we can prove this to you?
Did you say you would have somebody call us back tomorrow? You were talking about that to,
Oh no, what it is. So if you guys, okay, so how we get it set up, we set it up through me. I'm the one who creates the account. Okay. We just verify business information. We go over some notes. I go over the billing. And then I schedule your client interview. The client interview is where the magic is going to happen. So the client interview, if we don't schedule it today based on the availability we have or in what works for you, then I want to schedule it no later than tomorrow, because the sooner we get you through the client interview, the faster we are moving.
All right. Well, why don't we just go, let's get signed up here, because I like I said, we'd already talked to somebody a couple of months ago from your team, and you guys, and we talked about 10 a freaking day, because everybody calls us and says they're the best, but there was something about you guys that was lying.
Aww.
You guys sound more knowledgeable.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. You know what? We're here to help you guys. What? Let me do this. What's the best email for you guys? Because I want to send you everything in writing. I would say the email that you guys check frequently, because this is where we're going to be sending your receipts.
Okay. Service. At excellentphm.com.
This is in plumbing, heating, and mechanical.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for clarifying that. I figured, but I'm glad that you said it anyways. So service at excellentphm.com, correct?
Yeah.
Would we be working mostly with you or?
I'm what's considered the lead on the account. You guys will have my contact information, but you're also, so like, let's say you have an update, right? You have changes, questions, or concerns. You're going to contact customer service. And there's going to be a team that's dedicated to your account. If for some reason, let's just say, right, it's something super urgent, you cannot wait, right? You need a call now, okay? You are welcome to call me. I can't make the changes, but I can at least get a message over that, hey, it's urgent. They need to talk to someone, right? Okay? So what I'm doing first, gentlemen, is I'm going to be sending you these two emails. They're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Now, the first one will say Google and Facebook marketing. In the subject part of the email, it's going to show that I told you the price is $299 a month with just that one-time $99 setup fee, okay? And I sent that one. The second one that you'll be receiving, it'll be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. And all that does is it gives you an overview of the reporting system on how you'll view your reports, you know, showing the Google Analytics and the search results and all that. So just sending you an example of that. Now, this phone number that we're speaking on, can you guys receive text messages on this phone by chance? Okay, beautiful. Beautiful. So I'm going to send you two text messages, and let me know once you guys receive them, okay? So the first text, it's going to have my contact information. Now, it is at the bottom of the email, but I still like for you to have my info just for your records. So you're going to receive this text that says, hi, this is Nadine Medina with my 877 number and my extension. So I'm sending that now.
I got it. I received it. You guys do Facebook ads. Are like Facebook ads free or something?
The Facebook ads, you're not paying additional click fees. See, like, if you ran Facebook ads by yourself, right, you're paying click fees because you're managing it. With us, that $299 includes your Facebook ads. All we do, so you don't incur. I'm sorry?
I will see how you do that. You got some special deal with Facebook? Because I have a friend that runs Facebook ads, and, you know, I got a pretty good idea how much it costs.
But yeah, Facebook ads, typically, I will tell you, if you don't know how to run the Facebook ads, like if you're managing them on your own, you can end up running your ads in different states. I've heard of people doing it, right? So Facebook ads, when we run them so that they're running throughout the month. But you're not incurring a cost per click. What we do from your $299, all we're doing is taking $100 of it that we're allocating to your Facebook ads that we're managing. So that's why I say you'll never incur a cost per click. All right? You'll always pay that flat rate. Okay? Now, does that make sense now?
Now I get it.
I've had some people ask me, well, wait a minute. Am I also paying, like, for Facebook ads on top of this? And I'm like, no. It's included in the package. So I guess other companies do that. I don't know. All right. So I just sent you the number to customer service. So whenever you guys have an update, a change, you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you're just going to contact customer service, okay? And we are always here Monday through Friday, gentlemen, from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. Remember, you're actually, I believe it's 1 hour ahead of us, if I'm not mistaken. Let me look.
1 or 2.
Or you might be 2 hours ahead of us. Because are you guys on, no, you guys aren't on Mountain Time, are you? Let me look. Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
So you guys are 1 hour ahead of us. So we're always here for you, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. The only days I'm going to tell you, this Monday coming, Christmas Day and New Year's Day, we're observing the holidays. Those are the only two Mondays we won't be here. So just an FYI. Okay?
Okay.
Did you get the two text messages that I just sent to the phone with customer service number and mine?
Let me see here.
Okay.
We're looking. Give us a minute.
Yeah, I got.
No worries. Take your time.
I got local splash. Welcome. If you have any questions, please feel free to call. Yeah, I got it. We have a text message.
The guy we talked to originally, though, was a good salesman, but, that doesn't beat him out of a commission or anything like that, does it?
No. I mean, it's all within our company, so you're fine. Yeah, no.
Okay.
And it'll be noted. Okay. All right, let's take a look here now. Okay, so both of you are going to be mentioned on the account. Who's going to be the actual primary? Both of you, I mean, either one of you can make changes to the account, right, so that I can notate it?
Well, I probably should do it because I'm a little more technical savvy, I guess.
Okay. So who do you want me to put as a primary then? Is it going to be you, Rick, or Andrew?
We'll put Andrew.
Yeah.
Andrew's a network engineer, so.
Okay.
computer literate compared to him.
Oh, Andrew, what's your last name? Just for the account purpose.
Mine is James, J-A-M-E-S.
Okay. Andrew James. And then Rick, I'm going to notate you as also authorized to make changes to the account. Let's just say in case Andrew couldn't call in and make the change. I mean, you would want to be authorized too, right, to make changes?
Sure. Makes sense, yeah.
Rick, what's your last name?
Atten. That's A as in apple, T-O-N.
Okay, perfect. Now, I'm notating it in the account like that. So Andrew is the primary, but Rick, you are also notated on there that you can also make changes in the event he couldn't call in to make a change, okay? All right, so let's see here. Now, the phone number that I show listed is the 719-393-9300, which is the one that should be showing, and that is the best number to reach you guys as well. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And some of these questions I'm asking might seem silly, but I would rather make sure that everything is correct and accurate so that we're providing you the best service possible as well. Okay? And then currently how I see the business name reading is Excellent Plumbing, Heating, and for Stan Mechanical. That's how it should be reading. Okay.
It's an ampersand, dude.
Okay, yeah, it has the comma, and then it has the ampersand.
That's good. That's what we are.
Okay. I just want to make sure, because we always want to have it noted that everything, is accurate like that way. Okay? And then, all right. And then, do you guys remember where you PIN verified the business? Just so that way I can notate it. At what location?
When you say the location,
you want an address or?
Well, when you guys originally PIN verified the business, right? Where did you PIN verify it? What address?
I'm going to bet you that it was 1837 South Nevada Avenue. I think that address doesn't exist now, but I'm pretty sure that's now. I can't remember because I only kicked this thing off back in 2008. So you've never changed the address, right?
I mean, you've never changed it.
Has it been updated on Google? Yeah, it has been. It's on
Google. Oh, you did update it? Oh, okay. What did you update the address to on Google? Like, what's the current address that you have it updated at?
Well, it's 6510A.
Okay, 6510. Got it. Perfect.
So you should go. Now,
yes.
Here's the deal, though. In Google, I mean, we don't have a storefront. That's the reason why I have it hidden. Right.
That's, and so, you should. You did good on that. You're supposed to have it hidden. Even if, right. if your address was not hidden, I will tell you right now, we would have hidden it. Because Google doesn't want that to show. It's considered a home office, right? It's not a storefront.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
perfect.
We go to people's houses. We don't, we're not a storefront.
Exactly. And some people don't understand that. I've seen some people PIN verify themselves and it's at an address, like a home address that's showing, and it's like, oh my goodness, your address should not be showing on there, right? So, okay, good. I just wanted to ask just for my own personal reason, just to make sure that we're, cause I see it in Colorado Springs, right? With the zip code 80906. So I'm assuming that's what's associated with the 6510A, right? South Academy Boulevard. Okay.
Right.
Google actually penalizes you for old addresses, do they not?
Not necessarily, but I know.
They penalized us because of the fact that we have listings out there with this new address, but we also had stuff out there at the old address.
It wasn't consistent. They give you what it is. It's like little, I don't know, like little, I don't want to call them citations because citations mean something bad. It's like, it's not a bad thing. When your information is consistent across the board, like your name, your address, your phone number, I'm talking about your business name, Google recognizes that. So when there's inconsistency, it almost makes it look like you're a different business, right? So they just want your information to be consistent. So you guys are good. Okay. All right. Now for the billing, okay. The card that we're putting on file, whose name is on the card? Is it your name, Andrew, or Rick's?
That's Rick.
Okay. All right.
Now, the card, hold on a second. I got to bring that up. Give me a second here.
No worries. Take your time.
Yeah, but I'll give you an instance, though. Like, you know, we have people doing this before in the past. We end up with sewer jobs, which I detest running rooter machines.
So this card that I'm going to give you has a P.O. box attached to it,
No worries. All right. So what's the name on the card? How does it read on it?
It's Ricky with a Y, Atten, A-T-O-N.
Okay.
All right, now
and then, and it's just Ricky Atten, right? There's no like middle initial, no business name on there, correct?
Yeah, there's nothing on that, right?
Okay, what's the billing address for it?
Okay, P.O. Box 5681.
Okay.
Colorado Springs. With a zip of 80931.
80931. Okay.
Yeah.
And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
He'll have to pull it out. But I think it's a Visa. They may
no
have
worries.
Switched it.
I know it's Take your time. It's okay.
Half time, I don't know. I think they're all the same. Yes, this one here is a Visa.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
And thanks then, what's the card number when you're ready?
Okay,
the whole thing?
Yeah.
It's 4186.
Uh-huh.
3300.
Uh-huh.
0010. 5352.
Expiration month and year?
0926.
0926. And what's the CBB code on the back?
221.
221. Okay. All right. Now, gentlemen, I'm not going to process the card yet because, Ricky, I'm going to walk you through. It's called a voice verification recording. It is for your protection, and what it's going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement. So it's going to go over the billing date. It's going to state that this is, you know, a two-month verbal agreement. It's going to state that if you choose to pause or cancel it, that you just call us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge, okay? Now, I also need to set up what we call a security question, okay? The security question is to protect your account here with us. Now, the security question, you could either choose that it be your mother's maiden name, it could be the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What would you like, Ricky, for your security question?
Born in.
City you were born in. Okay. And what city was that?
Port Leavenworth.
Port?
Port Leavenworth. Yeah, Leavenworth.
Leavenworth. Okay.
Yeah. And that's in Kansas. So you'll have to look that up. I think Leaven is spelled the same as heaven except with an L.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to look up right now. It is. You're right. So Fort Leavenworth, you're exactly right. Like heaven, but with an L. Aw, I like that you said that.
But we're not in Kansas anymore, Coda.
You're so silly. How did I know you were going to say something like that? Aw. Okay, so let me tell you why I'm putting the security question. Let's just say, gentlemen, somebody called you saying, oh, you need to pay $5 to verify your profile. You don't give them a dime. Take down the phone number, disconnect the call, and call us immediately because it is not us calling you. As a matter of fact, okay, ask them, what is my security question? They will hang up on you, okay? Even if they tell you, oh, that security question is for something else, you tell them, no, what's my security question? Or just disconnect the call with them. Because if they don't tell you what your security question is, it's not us calling. This is why we do this, to protect your account, okay?
Yeah. Probably from don't hold my feet to the fire in case you don't get paid.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's just we do it to protect you and your account with us, you know?
Yeah, that's all fine. I understand.
All right. Now, I want you both to be listening along to the voice verification. Ricky, you're the one who's going to be answering the questions, okay? Or I mean Rick. I know. I keep saying Ricky because that's what's on your card. My apologies. Okay? So I'm going to turn on the voice verification, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it reads on Google.
Okay, Excellent Plumbing and Heating and Mechanical.
Please state your name.
Wait, hang on just a second.
Okay.
Excellent Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical.
Yeah, Excellent Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical.
Correct. That's how I currently see it.
Oh, all right.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Okay, Rick Atten, owner-operator.
And are you authorized, Rick, to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
And you also authorize Andrew, who is, I'm assuming, your partner or second owner, to make changes to the account in the event you're not able to call in and make a change. So Andrew,
yes.
James has authorization. Thank you. Now, to get results as fast as possible, gentlemen, it's important that you guys are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash.
Yes.
Now, keep in mind, you might get a company that's trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with us. We're never going to call you to ask you to spend more than the $299 a month, okay? Always ask your security question, all right? Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And what we're saying here, just to kind of explain, we're not saying that you can't do additional online marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, just give us a call so we can make sure we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you guys investing more money if you don't need to. Okay? Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is December 20th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $398. This is a two-month verbal agreement, which means your second payment will be charged on January 20th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $299. Now, this will be a recurring payment. So once your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 20th day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That number is 877-635-6225. That is the number that I texted you. Now, if you choose to cancel or pause your agreement, we ask that you at least call 3 business days before that next billing is due, so that way you don't get charged. So you already know, if you need to pause it or cancel it, just at least call 3 business days before the 20th, so that way you don't get charged on that day. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm doing now is I'm updating the package. I will be processing the payment, and in a few seconds, you guys will be receiving your receipt. It's going to get sent to your email, and it's also going to get sent to you in a text message, okay? And then we'll go over that in a couple minutes. Now, I do want to schedule your client interview. However, I want to schedule it at a time that is convenient for you guys. So if I look at the calendar right now, and whatever time I give you, it's going to be in your time zone, okay? How does your guys' schedule look for tomorrow? Are you guys pretty busy?
We're available today because we got vehicles in the shop, but tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning.
Would tomorrow morning be better? I mean, because I might be able to get you an appointment within the next hour. That means they would be calling you guys between 3 and 4 o'clock. I don't know if that'll work for you though.
If you could do that, I think that would be good.
Let me just ask my manager really quick, because if we can, I mean, why not knock it out now, right?
Are you still being recorded?
Oh, yeah. No, it's done. It's done. What did you need, honey? No, you're good.
All that we need for that meeting is a list of the 14 items we'd like to push, basically.
Yeah, so basically what I would be doing, okay, is I'm going to be notating what keywords, like your services, right? I'm going to notate. These are their services. So in the client interview, you're going to tell them, these are the specific keywords we want to be found for, right? This is what we want to push, and I'm going to notate that you guys have specific ones that you want to push, okay?
Yes.
They'll still go over with you. You know, they're still going to kind of go over with you as well, like, okay, these are, you know, this is what we see. They'll still go over that with you, but definitely I'm notating that this is what you want to be found for, okay?
Right.
So let me do this. All right. Let me just chat my manager to see if I can squeeze you guys in for today between 3 and 4. Okay. So let me just, I just sent him a message. In the meantime, let's start going over your notes. So when it comes to your services, give me one second here. Let me just add Ricky here. Or Rick, sorry. Yeah. I keep saying Ricky. On your receipt, it's going to, I'm sorry. On your receipt, it's going to say Rick. I mean, Ricky, I apologize. But I'll notate for them to call you Rick. Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna reply just to your email and so that you see our list.
Okay.
We don't really have 15 per se, we have 9.
But we'll extend that list though. That's not a problem.
Right here, and I'm replying to you.
They're gonna call us now, how about that?
That's fine, but I'm gonna.
Yeah, it's okay, you can send it to me and I'll just copy paste it in the notes too. And so let me, while you're doing that, now gentlemen, because sometimes my phone will like cut us off. So don't think I hung up on you. Oh, I just got it, Rick, the email from you. Okay.
You
so don't think I, do not think that I hung up on you. It'll time out on me sometimes. I will call you right back. Okay. So let me get this calendar invite to you guys first. So we're going to call you between 3 and 4 o'clock your time. We're going to call you from an 877 number. Just make sure you're answering all calls within that hour, okay? If when we call you, you guys need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the phone and say, can you call me back in 5 minutes, and we'll call you right back. We'll send you, you'll actually be getting a reminder too for it. So let me just, I told my manager, let me just get these notes done for them, but can we do their appointment, you know, within the next hour? And he said, yeah, no problem. So I'm glad. I would rather you guys just get this done, you know.
Yeah,
this way we get moving on it. Okay, so service.
We appreciate your speed and efficiency.
Oh, my pleasure. I mean, I'm glad I can help, you know.
And you notice that when I sent you that list, that's our priority. That'd be like number one is what we really like to do the best, which is water heater replacement. And then as the list goes down, you know, what we like to do less and less and less and less. But
if it isn't on the list, don't push it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to tell them specifically what's on this list is what you guys want to push. Okay. You don't want anything added. And then they'll still go over it with you. I'll be very descriptive on those notes and set it as that this is specifically what they want. Okay?
Yeah, and they're listed in priority order. We prioritize them by the numbers.
Okay,
so there went the calendar invite. All right. Now we're going to start doing some notes here. My computer's just like slower than molasses today. What's going on? Are we already in like holiday mode here? Jeez.
Seems like it.
Right? I'm like thinking the same thing too. I'm on what's going on? Okay. So let me go here. Okay. I want to add Andrew James on here as also an authorized. Okay. Andrew, do you consider yourself partner or co-owner? How do you want me to notate you?
I don't know what I am. I don't own it, but I pretty much run the back end. Okay.
I'm going to put partner.
Okay.
All right.
Without Andrew, you'd be dead in the water.
He's your right hand.
Yep.
I found it. Just an idea.
Okay. And then, let's see, phone number here. Copy that. All right. And then let me go back to the email you sent me.